Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Today's podcast focuses on a subject so many people still find not only interesting, but riveting. In fact, 25 years later, it is still a polarizing subject. Of course, I'm referring to O.J. Simpson and the trial of the century. I've just released another book on the subject, that being the questionnaire given to potential jurors. But first, if you enjoy my podcast, I'd be so grateful if you spread the word by leaving a rating and a review. Author Uncut can be found wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather.
Good evening. The crime was shocking, the verdict dramatic. The trial of O.J. Simpson is over. He is not guilty. Correspondent Bill Whitaker begins our coverage of the day's events.
Mr. Simpson, would you please stand and face the jury?
Even today, as O.J. Simpson looked directly at them, the members of the jury refused to return his gaze, instead staring straight ahead, stealing furtive glances at the audience as the clerk of court read. The world, it seemed, held its breath.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211, we, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson.
The words exploded upon the courtroom. After 167 days of bitter trial, Team Simpson dissolved in relief. Prosecutors froze in stunned disbelief, braced for the second verdict.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Ronald Lyle Goldman, a human being, as charged in count two of the information.
A few years back, I was like most Americans, riveted to my seat watching Sterling K. Brown's performance in the FX original series, The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Although I had literally lived through the trial in Los Angeles, the series was still captivating. It was at that time that I decided to write a book about the trial and how it affected me as a young African American in Los Angeles. That book is called My Life During the O.J. Simpson Trial. I'll leave a link for you guys in the show notes. Court TV is also currently running a series called OJ 25, going through key moments of the trial. In fact, that is how they launched, by covering the original trial. So what else is there to be said 25 plus years later on the subject? Well, plenty, apparently. OJ remains a figure that fascinates and revolts people. Those who believe he is 100% guilty still point to the jury as what is wrong with our justice system. But that jury was like any other jury of murder trials. They were vetted extensively by both the prosecution and the defense. Those who seemed biased or had other issues were weeded out. Jury selection started September 24, 1994, in Judge Ito's courtroom, and it took over 2 months. There were 250 potential members of the jury that they had to go through. Defense jury selection attorneys included Robert Shapiro and Johnny Cochran, as well as their jury consultant, Joellen Demetrius. The prosecution's and DA's office personnel included Marcia Clark, Bill Hodgman, and jury consultant John Vinson. Each of the 250 potential jury members had to complete a massive 79-page, 294-question survey. Yes, 294 questions. These questions came from both the defense and the prosecution. But they were also able to complete a one-page hardship questionnaire so that they could be released from jury selection. You see, not everyone could take off months from work for this, take on the financial burden and emotional strain that would come from this trial. Completing this questionnaire took hours, even days, for these people. The potential jurors were given strict rules to avoid the media in any way. In fact, one potential juror was kicked off for watching cartoons with their kid, and another for listening to his clock radio. This was serious business. In fact, when Faye Resnick's book, which is called Nicole Brown Simpson, The Private Diary of a Life Interrupted, came out, Judge Ito placed the proceedings on hold and ordered the potential jurors to stay away from bookstores too. Now remember, there was no Amazon.com at the time. I do have a link to this book in the show notes. It was a massive success at the time. Just a week after that, prosecutor Marsha Clark publicly denounced the entire jury pool, saying many of them were lying to get on the jury, despite still having many questionnaires outstanding. And she took it a step further. She wanted all of them to undergo lie detector tests. Not a good look for Marsha. And once she realized that calling all potential jurors liars did not give these people the warm and fuzzies towards her, she took it a step further. No, she didn't apologize for insulting 250 people, but she asked Judge Ito to dismiss all the jury members and start again because her words may have prejudiced the jury. Well, as you guessed it, Ito refused. From there, each potential jury member was brought into a conference room. On one side was OJ and his attorneys. Yes, he was there. And on the other side was Marsha and other people from the DA's office. OJ was less than 6 feet away from every potential juror. Talk about being stressful and intimidating. But this was a process. For each side to question that potential juror, hoping to find someone who was leaning towards their side, then to get them on the jury. That's how the system works. If a potential juror was an obvious no, then one side or the other would use one of their limited number of peremptory challenges to remove them from consideration. They could use any reason to remove them other than race and sex. The defense wanted black jurors, while the prosecution wanted white jurors. Do you guys watch the show Bull? His character reads jury members. It is not unlike what the prosecution and defense did prior to the actual trial. OJ's defense dream team not only personally interviewed the potential jurors, but collected a massive amount of data on their responses to the questions, their body language, their attentiveness, their backgrounds, etc. They put all of that information into a computer and ranked each one. The top ranked were the ones they wanted on the jury. I assume that the prosecution had a similar way of doing things. So what were the questions they asked? Well, here's a few of them. Did you vote in the last election? Have you ever dated someone of another race? Have you ever provided a urine sample to be tested? Before this case, have you read any book on DNA analysis? Do you own any special knives other than cooking, such as hunting or pen knives? Now, I've put the complete list of 294 questions in my book, O.J. Simpson Jury Questionnaire. The link is in the show notes. So, if you were called to be on the O.J. Simpson jury today, and we had to do this all over again, but for the first time, would you want to serve or would you want to run for the hills? Let me know by visiting my anchor.fm page, the link is in the show notes, and click on the button that says message to leave me a voicemail. I may just use your voicemail in a future podcast. Want to suggest a show episode or get in touch with me? Visit me at authoruncut.com or send me an email at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. And finally, to join my email list, go to authoruncut.com. Until next time, write on.